Bavmatthia, Yoshalmi, corresponding to Bavmatthia Bavli, Daf Kuf, Tethvov. We begin the Yoshalmi on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, four lines before the end of the Perek, with the words Hachoyvel Zug Shal Sapoim. So the Gemara says, Hachoyvel Zug Shal Sapoim, Oiver Alzeh Bifnei Atzmoi, Alzeh Bifnei Atzmoi, Chovel Echad Mehem, Eino Oiver Ela Al Echad Mehem. If a person takes a pair of scissors as security, he transgresses for each blade separately if he doesn't return them at the correct time, because they're needed for the sustenance of the borrower. But if he only took one blade of security, he only transgresses for that one. Hamashken samed paris over al zeh b'fnei atzmoi v'alzeh b'fnei atzmoi. Mishken echad mehem eino over elai al echad mehem bilvad. And a person who takes a pair of cows as security transgresses for each one separately, but if he only took one of them, he transgresses only for that one. And that's the end of the Perek Hadron Alach, Perek HaMekabel. We now move on to the next Perek with the Mishnah. Habayis v'ha'aliyah shel shnayim shenoflu shneim ha'kolkim be'etzim u'ba'avonim u'ba'ofer. If a house and its attic belong to two different people, and the house fell, they divide equally the wood, the stones, and the dirt. Royin elu avonim ru'uyus lishtaber. And if, from the way in which it fell, we can identify whose stones would have been broken, we can divide the stones up accordingly. Haya echad mehen make mixas avonov, noitlon, v'oilis lo min acheshbon, and if one of them recognizes some of his stones, he takes them, and they go towards his portion of the division. And the Gemara says, Tani we learnt in a braisa, nichma ketanur ha'elyonis v'uyus lishaber, nofa l'chutz ha'tachtoinis v'uyus lishaber. If the house collapsed like an oven means from the bottom, then the top stones would have broken. If it fell down sideways, then the bottom stones would have been broken. Haya ha'echad make mixas avonov, noitlan v'oilis lo min acheshbon, and if one of them recognizes some of his stones, he takes them, even if the other one doesn't agree to it, and they contribute towards the portion of his part of the division. Amr b'hoishya, zoysemers sh'sholetes hayad misad echad. Roshia says this ruling means that if one recognizes some of the stones, he can take them, even if the other one doesn't agree to it. This implies that as long as he's sure, he can take it even without the other one's consent. Taman taninan. Now we learnt in a Mishnah in Meseches Demai, Mea tevel kuf chulin noitel kuf v'achas, kuf tevel v'kuf maser noitel mea v'achas. 100 portions of tevel, which is produce that hasn't had the tumas and maisers taken off. So in this particular case, tumas gedolah has been taken, but maisers and tumas maisers were not. So if that became mixed with 100 portions of chulin, which has already had the tumas and maisers taken completely, he should take out 101 of it and sell it to a koyin, as it contains tumas maisers. And if there was 100 tevel, 100 maser, he should take out 101, making all of it tumas maser. He then gives it to the levi, who then sells it to the koyin for a reduced price. Amr Rav Yosi, im oimer at noital mea, ani oimer kol chulin alu biyodoi v'nimsu elu betivlom. And a noital mea v'achas gedolah hafrish tumas, Tumas Maisa Minatev. Yosi said, if you say take 100, I'd say that all he took was chulin, so he hasn't done anything because he can't separate chulin to fix up the tevel. Rather, what should he do? He should take 101 in order to separate Tumma and Tumas Maisa from the tevel. And the Gemara asks Elaine to Kuaya, which of them means, is it the house owner or the attic owner who has to build the new foundations? Rabbi Zeira Omar, Ara'i Zakik at Mata'inani. The Uzeira says, the one who lives on the ground floor, otherwise the other one will say, you're supposed to hold me up, so you have to build the foundations. They both need, so we have support for the builders. Haisa, chorvosai, smucha la koisel, chotze, chaveiroi, layomiloi, hareini, miyased, imcha koisel, chatseri, vo'oile, and a miyased imoi, melamata, vo'oile. If his fallen house was near the wall of his friend's courtyard, and his friend's courtyard is higher than his house, his friend shouldn't say to him, you begin to build the wall and I'll begin to share the cost only from the height of my courtyard upwards. Rather, he has to share the cost from the foundations upwards. Haifa al-gabi shichin, oy al-gabi ma'arais, eino nizkak loy klum. If his courtyard was near cavities and caves and the courtyard was more elevated than them, he doesn't need to build a wall between them and his courtyard to prevent hezek ri'ir, which is the damage of others, from seeing him in his own property. Am Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbun, Tipatik Agoin Elaine, Duraya, de Bishan, Dola Yochel, Araya, Bani, Ad de Bene Elia. So Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbun rejects it. He says the Bryce is referring to courtyards like those of Bishan, that the upper one can't build until the ground level is first built. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Habayis v'ha'aliyah shel shnayim nifchasa ha'aliyah ve'in balabayis roitza l'taken harei balaliyah yored v'dar l'mata ad yitaken lo'y esa elyona. If a house and its attic belong to two different people, if the attic floor collapsed and the house owner doesn't wish to fix it, then the attic owner can go down and live downstairs until the house owner fixes up the upper floor. Rav Yossi Oimer Hatachtoin Noisinus Atikra Ve'Elyoin Esa Ma'aziva. Rav Yossi says the house owner has to give the ceiling and the attic owner has to give the mud that's put between the boards. And the Gemara says, now Tani we learn in a Braisa, Nifchas Mokam Atanur Yored Lamata Mokam Akira Yored Lamata. Erador Amalei Avid Loch V'Sulam V'Loi Tehavei Elil V'Nafik Goy Beisi. If the floor of the attic broke where the oven is, then he can go down below to the house. If it broke where the stove is, he can also go down below. But if the house owner will say to him, make yourself a ladder to use to come down when you need to use the oven or stove, therefore you don't need to walk through my house when you're not using it, when you're not using the oven or stove, this is fair for the house owner to say.